It's a quality. It's a quality record.
It's like
scratch.
This kind of mess up.
Yeah. The off timing.
Like, oops.
You remember the sketch, Oops, I Crap My Pants?
Yeah. I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
I'm a spaz.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hadouken.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Balls of energy.
All right, at first, I'll go into balls of energy, what I meant later.
Yeah.
Let's talk about OBJ real quick.
Oh, yeah. Big balls of energy. No, I was thinking of ball lightning. Do you remember that phenomenon?
That lightning would shape into balls?
Yeah, I was like so obsessed with this as a kid. No, what?
What would cause this?
From Naruto?
No.
Oh.
What's
ball lightning?
Dragon Ball Z?
No, it's just lightning that's like plasma balls.
Is this a real thing?
Does it go like,
I don't know if it's a real thing or if it's like
a phenomenon?
An unsolved mystery type thing, like the Marfa lights.
Are you talking about the actual ball that has the...
ball lightning. No, not like a plasma ball, but it's like a...
Mind's eye.
A phenomenon.
I know what you're talking about. It's like lightning that doesn't go from the cloud or that doesn't connect the cloud and the ground. But
it just materializes as a ball.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You guys have never heard of ball lightning?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Is that a
real rip
in the time fabric?
Maybe. Man, I was so fucking obsessed with that shit as a kid.
You were so obsessed, but you didn't find out if it was real or not?
How am I going to find out as a kid if it's real or not?
Encyclopedia? Britannica?
I looked it up in the encyclopedia. It was not there.
Maybe you didn't look it up right.
Is ball lightning real?
Ball lightning?
Yeah, it says ball lightning.
Ball lightning.
That said, this is the first thing on Google. That said, scientists seem to agree ball lightning is real.
Oh.
That's very, like, wish-washy.
Wow. How?
Tell us about it, Brian!
Scientists seem to agree ball lightning is real. That's not very affirmative.
I feel like it's fairly affirmative.
Even if they don't yet fully understand what causes
it. They seem to agree. So it's a positive.
That it exists.
It's like a 60-40 situation.
Wouldn't you try to reproduce it on a smaller scale, though?
Nobody gives a shit about this thing.
I guess they don't have funding. Can you talk about
ball lightning research... Ball Lightning Research Fund. Barf.
Yeah, I can definitively say that scientists
don't. And you don't think Ball
funding.
Lightning has enough zhuzh?
No.
Bullshit. I think it just needs a compelling white paper and an advocate. You can make a fucking 501c3.
Yeah.
We're fans of white papers.
Also
here.
Brown papers.
We're friends of white paper.
Yellow papers are fine too.
All papers are good papers. What are you talking about? Speaking
as
of balls
I would
of energy.
Say.
Ball
what is
energy.
This? What so is this? Why did you bring energy? This up?
I was more so referencing like a mosh pit is like a ball of energy.
Like a circle pit. What's going to make you go, oh, that's a fucking circle pit.
Yeah, right. Kind of.
Is that what you're saying?
But like a
like
ball
those
of energy.
Fucking like Leeds Festival shit?
The small ball of energy would be like one person doing like a gymnastics routine.
How many defines a mosh pit?
I don't know. Like at least...
100? No, but what's what's your question?
What size of ball of energy
is
too much?
Is impressive to you?
A ball of
so like a group of people moving together.
Okay.
Gymnast
to mosh pit,
or
to
even
a festival.
Like a world implosion.
Okay,
from a gymnast
to Big
get
Bang,
sucked in. Yeah, man.
From gymnast to Big
from
Bang,
single gymnast to Big Bang.
Yeah.
What is my
what's
preferred,
impressive?
My preferred ball of energy.
Yeah, man.
Two gymnasts at the same time.
Boom, this guy.
Unless it's Simone Biles, but she ain't doing shit, dude.
You don't think
she's quitting, dude, because she's having an emotional breakdown.
I see.
She ain't doing shit, dude.
Ice cold, Brian.
She's America's sweetheart, dude.
Yeah, well, I guess. That's what they're trying to tell. They're trying to shove that down our throats, dude.
We'll visit you on that island someday.
It's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, mental health day, dude. Come on.
Balls of energy.
Burrito.
I've always been impressed by large crowds at arena shows, arena concerts kind of stuff.
Like the wave of 20,000 people in a stadium.
Yeah, where you can't even really see like individual people, really. It's just
bodies.
Yeah, it just becomes like water, you know?
Mine is at a baseball game when we're doing the wave, dude.
Nice.
Dude. I like the wave.
It's a lot. Good ball of energy.
And just, and a beach ball popping around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And a blow up doll.
The wave is cool. I mean, the wave is energy, you know? That's your moving energy.
I like
right
y'all's
there.
Direction on that. Let's talk about balls of energy consisting of people and masses.
Has anyone ever called you a ball of energy? Just some lady named, not Karen. I don't want to use
you
the word
a
Karen.
Ball of energy?
Aren't you Candace. A ball of energy? Candace.
Oh.
Barbara.
I thought you were going back to
Barbara.
Baber.
Bobert?
No.
Lauren Boebert?
Do you like Bobert. Getting in mosh pits, Brian?
No. Do you like human contact, Brian?
No, because
Brian?
There's kind of like, the boundaries aren't clear. Personal boundaries aren't clear.
You got your butthole finger during a mosh pit one time, and you're like, I'm out forever.
Well, because there's not are there established rules? Because some people punch people in mosh pits. Some people tackle them. Some people just push. Like, some people push too hard. So I like to know what I'm in for. Right.
Huh? For certain shows, I think I feel like the
there's
band
a code
kind
of conduct.
Mood, you know.
There's a code of conduct.
I don't want to be pushed. Keep your hands
I
off me.
I want to push you around. Well, I will.
Yeah, it's a Matchbox 20 pit.
I want to take you for granted.
That's soft. That might be soft enough for me, dude.
Even the ladies are moshing.
They're moshing in them jeans. God damn, yeah. They're so wet up for Rob
Brian
Thomas.
I would go into the mosh pit at Matchbox 20. For When You're Gone, that song.
When you're gone.
That's about
it's just
all I can
one,
handle.
It's one hand, like, high-fiving the air together and, like, kind of rhythmic.
It's quite a ball of energy. Home. I bet when Matchbox 20 plays that song, it's a significant ball of energy.
I bet there's a lot of this. In it.
So you're
I bet
saying
a lot
that's
of this.
Probably about your satisfactory point of what you would consider...
For
Apex.
True.
That's Apex Mosh Pit. Is Matchbox 20 when you're gone.
Because I don't want to be in a mosh pit. And if I have to, it's going to be to that song.
Matchbox?
I know it's going to be
you
the...
You wouldn't even consider Dave Matthews?
Oh, wow. Some of their stuff's too hard. The DMB bros go
for me.
Crash!
That's
no, they're all touching
to
each other.
You know what that song's about, right?
Sex.
He's like a Peeping Tom, right? I think he's outside her window.
Mm-hmm.
Watching her hike up her skirt a little more.
It's a little girl to me. It's a little girl.
No, it's not. Uh-huh. Dude.
He's like, I'm the king of the castle.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
He's nursery rhyming her.
Oh, no. He's like, I know what this bitch likes.
Yeah. You want to hear Dave Matthews sing a song? Well, I got one for you. Age appropriate. I'm the king of the castle. You're a dirty asshole.
Dude,
mandolin.
I'm gonna start listening to more Dave Matthews. I'm not even joking, dude.
Did I just
he
give
has
you
some
a
great songs.
If you were to turn someone on to Dave Matthews with that one song, Brian McFly.
Oh,
you got to celebrate the whole catalog.
Yeah, I mean, Crash is a good entry course.
I feel like that's like a misinformer.
No, I think it's
brand.
Pop, but it's like representative of what you're gonna get.
It doesn't do a lot of what the like more energetic songs do.
What's that one? Something street?
Where the streets have no name.
Anyways, I do love Dave Matthews Band.
DMB. About it. Come on the podcast. Come on, Brian.
Gray Street is a song that I like by Dave Matthews.
Sounds like a beer song.
Dave Matthews is our generation's Bruce Springsteen.
Maybe.
Wow.
You don't think Bleachers are this generation's Bruce Springsteen?
Who? I'm sorry?
Who?
This generation, not
Bleachers?
Your generation.
Yeah, we don't listen to new music.
What the fuck is Bleachers?
My bad. Excuse me, guys.
Bleachers.
Fucking Zoomer, dude. Coming
I was in Boomer Town. Fuck.
Behind the Bleachers?
You're out here just kissing back there.
You really do have your ear to the
finger
ground.
Finger
to the pulse, ear to the ground, nose to the grindstone.
10 weeks later, hey, you guys heard of this thing called Bleachers? Cool guys.
No, and it's not gonna
it's
be
not
10
happening.
Weeks.
I'm
I didn't say it was on this show.
If
never on this show.
If they stand the test of time, I will have heard them in like 2 years. Maybe.
What's his name? Jack Antonoff? Is that guy?
Oh, I don't like him.
Well, I mean,
I don't know why.
In the whole
like
music realm of popular music, is he significant?
He is significant. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Bleachers.
It's a producer.
What was Jack Antonoff? What?
Yeah,
he was in the format. I believe. Right?
Wow, you're going deep.
Wasn't he the foreman?
No, Steel Train. It was a drive-through band.
Was he not the... Okay, in the band Fun, period?
Yeah, he's in
He's in that, but the other guy is the Format guy.
Format guy. Okay, and he's the Steel Train guy.
Steel Train is a shitty name.
It's terrible, but I mean, it rose up eventually, right? Statistically.
Rise up. The South rise will against, rise again.
Yay or nay.
What's the one about the swinging life away? I like that
swing
one.
Swing life away.
Burrito's like, you better choose wisely with your...
Hey, we brought up my band.
That's a good song.
It was on Pop Goes like Acoustic. It. I mean, Pop Punk... What? Punk Goes Acoustic? Anyways, I think I'm...
Show me your scars, I'll tell you who's the worst.
Show me your dick, and I'll show you which one...
Beat a curtain hurts. Once, yay or nay.
I want to say... BCB. I listened to an album by them recently that where they went back and did...
They're old hits because
like
they
redid a lot of songs, but as acoustics.
Uh huh.
Or kind of like slower versions. And they all sounded really good. I was impressed.
I mean, you are a fan.
I can't remember what it's called.
Is it like Damnesia?
Yeah.
Would you compare it to Damnesia?
I don't know what that
is. Alkaline Trio's acoustic redo of their
all
songs.
All acoustic cuts.
Yeah. Is it like that?
I mean,
it's probably better than that. Damnesia's all right.
I mean, Damnesia's fine, but it's what you would expect.
Yeah. I feel like Rise Against reworked it to be more.
Acoustic
fitting,
like rewrote the song instead of just replayed it.
Alkaline Trio just played their songs on
the most acoustic guitar and shit.
Yeah. Funny grab, dude.
Yeah, it's just like jangling a jangling a jangling a jangling a like too many jangalingas.
Yeah, not enough dynamic.
Still jangling. It's all about the songwriting, dudes.
You're in Slam City walking down the street and in the Beat a Curtain district.
Yeah,
you see a white van parked in a sketchy alleyway. What words are scrawled on the side that get you to walk over and take a look?
Choose your own adventure.
This is fucking Burrito doing some Dungeon Master shit on us.
This is Burrito's Choose Your Own Adventure.
Are you trying to turn this into a D&D podcast? Those get really successful.
Did you have an example that you thought up of that you'd want to share?
No, he wants to hear ours first.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be the flagship?
No, because then he's going to poison the well, as it were.
Oh.
A good Dungeon Master never poisons the well.
I can't go first, dude.
This would be mine. I'm trying. It's the obvious.
My first thing is like some sex thing, but I'm trying to like grow as a human being, dude.
I got one. I know what
stuff.
Arts is.
What is mine?
4 for 4.
Dang.
What is that?
I don't even know what it is, but
you know what 4 for 4 is?
Burgers for $4?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a bag of burgers?
Like 4 for 4? Shortstop, no, 4 items. Four items. You can choose a burger, fries, side salad, nuggets.
It's a steal of a deal.
I will pay you tomorrow.
4 for 4.
There's no way that
Tuesday.
Burger stand's staying open.
So a white van. If it said like...
Do we have to be in a sketchy alleyway?
That's... Free prostate exams?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Like, it has
It's memory
to
lane.
Be...
Now I feel
it
like we're buying drugs.
It has to be a bad decision.
You're on memory
go
lane.
Over there.
I got mine.
Okay.
I know what mine says.
All right.
Mine says unregulated massages.
Wow.
Nice, dude.
So that it's not like...
And
that's obvious
legal?
That it's like...
Does it say legal somewhere?
Yes, it's legal.
Totally legal.
Totally legal,
legit.
Unregulated.
It says totally legit, totally unregulated legit. Massages.
Massage. Do
on
not,
wheels.
In parentheses, says do not ask for a happy ending.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. And then it says no cops allowed.
Yeah. So as I go
and if you're a cop, you got to tell us because that's the law.
It's called entrapment.
Yeah, it's a really long fucking
it's
name.
It's all on there.
It goes down to like
it's a long fucking name.
Yeah. But yeah, I would do that because I wouldn't want to say free blowjobs because that's trashy. And like,
and it's a dude.
And it's a guy. But if it says all that, then yeah.
There's a lot of caveats.
A lot of caveats.
And a lot of wordplay. Is it? Isn't it? You know, it's part of that.
Isn't it?
So it has something to do with rub and tugs in the back of
that
van?
Yeah, I would like the massage as well.
All right, mine says barbacoa.
Nice, dude.
That's
the best. And there's gonna be like a bunch of cars always like.
No, this like it's like it's no, it just says barbacoa. Yeah, it's like there's not even light in here. It's like,
is there a window in the van to get the barbacoa out of, or you gotta open the door to get in? Which is disgusting. It's hot in there.
Yeah, I mean like they're making the barbacoa in.
Well, the windows are cracked.
I don't know. Maybe they made it at home and they just have.
Oh, you wanted some?
Yeah, they just scoop it out of a pot they brought from home.
Wow. It's like, it's like fucking room temp.
Yeah. They probably keep it hot with like something plugged in the cigarette lighter.
They got one of those coolers.
Oh, like, yeah. Covered in tin foil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Arthur, what do you want out of this van? Sex? Food?
Free speakers.
Yeah, my obvious one was going to say speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Or
is
something
that, is that an Arthur
involving
trope?
Audio.
Oh, I see.
No, that's like the real trope.
Oh,
it's
I see.
Like a,
It's like real fucking life.
Macintosh?
The intergalactic trope.
That's the only thing I know about speakers because one person
we know.
No,
the white band scam? We've been over this.
I know, but it didn't sink in.
He don't remember shit.
I only remember what I want to remember.
Boss man, you're gonna kill me!
Hey, can I talk to you? Do you like high fidelity audio equipment? Well, guess what?
Hey, man,
today's
we bought
lucky
way
day.
Too many fucking speakers.
I ordered way too many fucking speakers. Yeah. And if I come back to the shop with all these speakers, boss man's gonna kill me.
Oh my God.
So, listen. So
these retail for $299.
This performance, dude, is
listen.
So look at the price tag, $299.
Top of the line, Optiminium speakers, brand, $1,099.
Hey man, I don't need speakers, dude.
Today only. If I bring these motherfuckers back, listen. If I bring these motherfuckers back, boss man's gonna kill me. Today, your lucky day.
Yeah, I'm good on speakers.
$199.
No, I'm sorry.
I can put them in the trunk for you.
Listen, man.
No, you listen.
Okay.
If I get back to the shop.
Yeah, your boss is going to kill you. No, you told me.
My boss,
I don't think he's going to kill you.
He's going to.
Hey, can I be honest?
He showed me the gun.
Bullshit.
Can I be honest? I don't think you have a boss. And I know you have a gun, but the gun is yours. It's not your boss. You have the gun. It's on you. And that makes me scared.
I cannot.
Yeah?
I cannot head back to the shop with these speakers.
Why?
So today only.
Is it $199 each?
Don't.
Now
honey,
it is.
Honey, get back in the car. Hey. Honey, this doesn't concern
ma'am,
you.
Ma'am, you are obviously a connoisseur.
Don't talk to my wife. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not buying your goddamn... Don't talk to my wife.
May I appeal to your sensitive side a little bit, ma'am? If I head back to the shop with these speakers, my boss man's going to kill me.
Yeah, did you hear that, honey? Did you hear that times he said it? I don't believe it, buddy.
Yes, we do take checks. Yes, we
do
take checks.
Shut up.
Yes, we do take checks, ma'am.
Anyways, look, I'm going to go. Sorry
about
the
speakers. What's it say on the
band
burrito?
Yeah, honey. What does yours say?
I feel like Godzilla's, man. That's where you get the
Godzilla.
It says Godzilla's comma man.
Specifically Godzilla.
Godzilla, no. Godzilla apostrophe S man. Godzilla's man.
Yeah.
Y'all had such, like, kind of cool answers, and mine was just, like,
a
gross.
Jack shack.
It was just, like, a jerk-off thing.
With a dude.
I feel like this was a test to say, can you be a normal human being that doesn't talk about
hey, how'd you
dick,
do?
Dick jerked off?
Yeah, how'd you do?
How'd
you
do?
I failed.
Wow. You fucking flunked it, dude.
Wow.
The worst.
You guys were just basically like this, you know, everything doesn't have to be about sex.
You made an example of yourself. You became the statistic.
You didn't want to go first, but then you forced your way to go first.
I know, because
I wanted to take
a bullet.
It.
No, I feel
a
like
bullet for my Valentine.
Yeah,
these tears don't fall.
They crash around with me. Brian.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I want to give to the show. I don't want to just like sit back and take.
It's
yeah,
appreciated.
But anyways, you mentioned stats, Arthur.
Yeah,
guesstimation unknown.
Ooh, I used to watch that show.
Bother eyes.
Is that really what it's called?
No, it was Destination.
With, what's her name?
Anthony Bourdain?
Jael Depardieu.
There it is.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Destination unknown.
All right, so I got this trivial stat.
Father Arts.
Oh, my God. I don't like
that. He sounds
dripping.
Exactly like that.
Drip. I know.
He does have drip.
It's too much drip.
Father Arts.
Oh, my God. Dude, if you guys can see what his body's doing when he does that,
it sounds like
you would
what
fucking
saying,
turn
Brian.
This fucking podcast
exactly
off.
What you're thinking about me doing.
It's so gross.
Is exactly what it sounds
he's,
like. I'm
he's
doing.
Like you're slippery. Shimmy. You're shimmy. You're a slippery little gross man.
Hi.
I don't.
Father Arts.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Let's move on, dude. I don't
how
like
bizarre.
That.
I think
I don't
Brian
like
just
that.
Walked out, guys.
I don't like it.
Brian's out of here.
All right. Art brings a trivial stat. Then we riff on guess how many.
Yeah. Okay. That's vague. What does this mean?
It's kind of vague, but you know,
like how many jelly beans in this jar?
Oh. Network of Bruce Springsteen, and he guesses it within a million.
Yeah, Gemini wins every time.
But, you know, let's open up the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone participate. So I was just thinking like trivial stats. I was like, you know how sometimes you come up with one and you're like, I wonder how many.
Yeah.
And I just
how many
thought of
dicks?
This one. No, nah, this
can
one
you fit in the universe.
Nah,
too many.
You guys are failing fast, just all like right. The last test. What's going on?
Hey, Father Arts.
Oh my God!
How bizarre!
Bullshit.
All right. So per day, how many cups of coffee do Americans drink?
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
4.
Like on average?
No, not per person. I mean, as a total across the country. How many cups are consumed per day
by Americans?
Yeah. Okay. All the Americans in America I that got drink a coffee. All right.
Can you help me, Gemini?
How many people?
I don't know.
How many of the 330 million are children? Would you say?
Like,
I would say a third.
Am I on the right? I'm on the right. You're on the right path. Numbers.
Yes.
Okay. Because you're the number guy.
Right.
I mean, Dr. Smartman's also a number man.
Smartman.
He's also a doctor.
He's also a Dr. Smartman. Okay. How many kids? You think it's 100 million?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I have a guess.
Yeah, I say on average, like, three.
Three what?
No, we're not doing per person.
But we gotta multiply.
Oh, gotcha. So, you're going from
not three, maybe,
the top down.
Maybe on average two per day, right? And then we gotta figure out how many people are actually drinking coffee. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on the right track. So, yeah. Okay, 64% of American adults currently consume coffee every day.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Does this help your number?
Yes.
I think 400 million.
What? What? Really? Because you're saying that the coffee people drink too much coffee and they make up for the fact there's a lot of people that don't drink coffee.
I thought 100 or so million people drink coffee.
I would say about 80 million drink coffee, and then it's about 100 million cups.
Maybe
a lot of people are drinking one cup.
A quarter billion.
What?
Would that sound better? I'm sticking with 400.
Okay. I'd say 100.
You're saying 100, Brian. Gemini, 400.
I'm going over.
Burrito.
You get to benefit from our wisdom.
Doing math.
J-Mark likes to cut tape all the time.
Thousands, millions.
Cutting air left and right, dude.
He's fixing it in post.
I say leave it all in. You know that's my take.
No, you take all the things you cut out and make it a separate podcast.
I thought about
dead air and bullshit.
Dead air and bullshit. No.
What was y'all's guess?
He said 100. I said 400.
Million?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to be
sedated.
428 million.
428. Oh, you're doing Price's Right shit right now?
Crazy, man.
Shitting in my mouth right now?
I guess I changed, I can change mine to one then.
Might as well. $1, yeah.
All right, here we go. More than 150 million Americans drink about 400 million cups of coffee per day.
What did I say? 140
billion cups per year.
What did I say?
Dude, Gemini Jackson on the nail!
On the nail!
How do you do this?
Holy shit!
Are you guys hustling me, dude?
No, because I'd let you guess some.
Remember this, though. Right. It says about 400 million.
And that's also what I said.
It's a whole guesstimation. Bruno was relatively close, but did
Yeah, but he tried to shit in my mouth.
Hey,
I got it on the nose.
I'll tell you what.
Holy shit.
Let's just rename this to Gemini Wins the Stats Guess.
Yeah.
It's called Guesstimation Unknown.
It is known. It's known by Gemini somehow.
Gemini,
I do know.
Guesstimation
it.
Unknown.
God, dude. It's crazy. I can't remember the last time you did not guess a number correctly.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't guess exactly on Springsteen, but he was like a million off.
I was 1 million off.
He said 80, and it was 81. That's the same. That
it's
counts.
The same. It's percentage points.
So, fine segment.
It was
statistically
insignificant. One right in.
Oh, okay. But how was the segment, guys? I need a quick review.
That was
I
a like good it. Segment. That's a
I
good
like
segment.
It.
All right.
As like long it, as you leave this review of the segment in.
Every time.
Okay.
No, not every time.
Every time you say something about leaving it in, it gets cut.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about songs with every time in the lyrics.
Okay, so you have your choice. Room full of mosquitoes.
Skeeters.
Or room full of cockroaches.
Skeeters or cocks? Is that the game?
Skeeters or cocks?
When we say full.
He's talking about full. Walls are covered.
No, it can't be that many. Let's say.
What is full to you?
Full would just be a significant enough to just make you cringe.
They're both taking up the same amount of
like,
space,
like
though.
20 mosquitoes in a regular bedroom would be a bit much.
You're thinking 20 mosquitoes?
Yeah, 20
is a room full of mosquitoes?
It's annoying.
I think so.
Well, yes, of course it is. But if you're going to be like,
everywhere.
If somebody's going to present this
you want to terrify
if
someone.
If someone is presenting this situation to you, they're piping as many fucking mosquitoes as they can fit in that fucking room.
Okay, let's
room.
Say it's like 200 mosquitoes.
No, you don't get to say.
No,
the walls are covered.
It's over 1,000, dude.
It's
damn.
Over 1,000.
Biting mosquitoes?
Yes, all ladies and gentlemen. No, half of them.
And the cockroaches, same idea.
That's why he says covered the walls.
German cockroaches? Water bugs?
Water bugs.
What are we talking about? Hissing
water
cockroaches?
Water bugs.
The worst kind.
And
that's
fly.
Not the worst kind.
German is the worst.
And yeah. They're taking up the same amount of space, just so it's fair.
That's what I'm saying.
Could
covering the wall.
Yeah. There's
you. The same amount of mass.
All right. I just wanted to emphasize, what does full mean?
You said 20, and that's ridiculous.
And I want cockroaches.
I mean, in real life, that's a lot of mosquitoes in your room.
And it's a lot of cockroaches,
start
too.
Start with 20, though. 20 mosquitoes.
It starts
flying.
With one.
20 cockroaches.
In the same room. And I don't really know that what I'm going to do.
You're going to stomp on them or oh, get yeah. the raid and go nuts.
No, you're trapped in there for 45 minutes.
No, you move out.
20 cockroaches?
Yes. I go directly to the apartment leasing office.
Yeah. Hey, there's 20 cockroaches in my room.
You can spray your own shit.
No.
And she goes, that's not even a room full of cockroaches. I was like, hey, hey, we're not talking about that, bitch.
Hey, it feels like it, okay?
Full to well, you doesn't mean full
unreasonable.
To me.
It's an unreasonable amount. And yeah, it feels like a room full. All right, so what are you picking, burrito? It's more than 20, dude.
Walls covered.
This is
covered.
Easy, dude. It's crazy to me that you're even thinking about this burrito or anyone's thinking about this. This is easy. Yeah, I'm talking shit.
I really don't like water bugs.
Yeah. Me neither.
Like at the beginning, I was like, oh yeah, I'll take the cockroaches.
Oh. But can we throw wrenches in the machine?
My God.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Is your wrench 20? Because no.
My wrench would be like wearing deep woods or something for the mosquitoes.
Oh, like a...
repellent.
Oh. Like a net?
Oh, no, you don't get that.
Spraying off all over yourself.
You just live how you live.
Okay.
I live with off-sprayed all over myself.
If you happen to be off-sprayed that day... that they kidnap you and put you in the room full of mosquitoes,
yeah.
Then yeah, you're good.
I sweat off.
Just eat citronella.
Yeah, man.
I shit citronella. So what are you picking? Burrito.
Burrito.
I feel like I would just go with the mosquitoes.
Yes,
and
of course.
Yeah. Just try and swap
what?
Them.
Yes. Mosquitoes, yeah.
100%. Mosquitoes,
150%. Is it just because cockroaches are disgusting?
Yeah, it's not. It's,
and mosquitoes not
it's
so
not
bad.
Logical. Because
like, you're going to want to kill the cockroaches, right? But at some point, it's going to be a fucking point of saturation to where you're just slipping in
and
that
it's
shit.
Wet. It's all white. It's white. White blood or whatever it is.
Junior mint.
Mosquitoes. Oh, dude, it's making me fucking... it's so gross.
I feel like I've been in that situation, either like camping or something, where there's been that many mosquitoes.
It's 20.
Not cool, but it's not gross.
Yeah, 20 man. In a tent is too many.
But it's not gross.
20 in a tent yeah, is exactly. too many.
20 in a tent is too many in a tent.
But is it gross? It's not gross. That's the difference.
It's not gross, but it's
the bites
it's
uncomfortable. Are gross.
It's not gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can get
like
in your
you
sleeping
can do
bag.
Something.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
You guys are justifying. Yeah. That's fine. I'm still going with cockroaches. But
fuck
you can
you.
Still kill at the mosquitoes, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I could kill mosquitoes pretty well.
I mean,
well.
You say, are you saying mosquitoes?
Yeah, I'm saying spusquitoes.
I was say busquitoes. Busquitoes.
Bus.
They got bussies on them.
Bus?
Yeah.
Little boy pussy spaghettos.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Spaghettos.
Yeah, dude, it wouldn't take that long to kill 20 mosquitoes.
Yeah, 20's not bad. 20 cockroaches would... Actually, I think it would take just as long to kill 20 cockroaches as it was 20 mosquitoes.
Does anyone here think it's metal whenever you let a mosquito suck on you and then like you smash
it
and all that blood shoots
it is
out?
Metal,
it's pretty
yeah.
metal.
It's fucking metal.
Oh, no, you trap them and make them explode.
Oh, how do you do that?
If they're on a vein,
uh-huh.
you can keep pumping them.
Oh,
they
dude,
hop on their own.
And then they'll...
Hoisted by their own petard. Tell
oh,
your friends
wow,
you
dude.
Can't start because you're fucking dead.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I don't like mosquitoes.
Have you done that, though?
No, I haven't done the feeding
on
them. I'm sure
to kill a mosquito?
So you've never actually heard of it? You're just
I'm passing urban
it's a
legends.
Theory?
Yeah, I'm passing urban legends. It's the internet's case to decide.
Damn.
That was Double X Quantimino.
Timino sounds like, oh, it's kind of like almost
Thibodeau.
Like Thibodeau, yeah.
Yeah.
Julio Tejas, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight... Why wait? Julio help you diversify holdings. Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or are we ready tomorrow? Julio Tejas.
Hey, how about this character? Is Quan a first name?
Yeah.
Quan Thibodeau.
Quan
he's
Thibodeau.
He's Cajun, dude.
He's half Korean, half Cajun.
Yeah.
He's Cajun.
Yeah.
Yeah, K. Dajun.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. I was just thinking
like
with the
K-pop.
C. Wow.
Yeah.
Like Michelle Quan
Thibodeau, dude.
Quan Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
He's from the bayou, man.
Well, sort of.
From the bayou. He's from the mud.
He's a little bit from the mud. And he's a little bit from the swamps or whatever. I don't know where Koreans come
from. Come from Earth.
They come from Earth, man.
Okay.
They rise it's up funny out that, of the kimchi.
It would be funny if you really had to convince me that Koreans are from Earth.
Wait, hang on a second.
No, not the Earth I've been to.
Yeah, not the one I want. Oh, sorry.
Not the what?
What I don't want to live on, but I was just kidding. I was just kidding.
You love Koreans.
I love Koreans.
But if Mars was an option, Brian, would you do it?
Would I send the Koreans there? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, what? You.
would you live on Mars or the Korean?
Is he hot?
He's like...
He's a fucking astronaut,
boy band hot.
He's there to save your life.
You're going to fall in love regardless. Am I in a bubble or is it... What's it called?
Yeah.
Terraformed?
It's not terraformed yet. No, no, no.
We'll say it is.
In a bubble?
In a bubble.
But it's easy if it's terraformed. Of course, I'm going to Mars.
You can live in that environment.
What do you mean?
It's terraformed. Of course you can live in that environment. I mean, it's like terraformed for you.
It's like an underdeveloped civilization.
That'd be cool, dude. You'd be like, it's an adventure.
Like Truman Show.
It's a frontier, dude. You're frontier.
Plus, you don't have to work for a paycheck.
Yeah, because they're giving you a stipend, a Mars stipend.
Yeah, you get Mars bucks.
So you're taking the Mars stipend?
Yeah.
You got 50 Mars bucks a day.
Yeah, man, you're like at the beginning
company
of something.
Store.
You're on the ground floor of Mars.
You don't got no attachment for that.
Got no attachments to Earth. Only the open road.
Dude,
the open road leads to Mars.
That's right. He's right.
Yeah. How about you, Burrito? Going to Mars?
Yeah, I'd go to Mars.
This is DXQ.
That'd be sweet.
We kept going on DXQ, but yeah, I'd go too.
Remember when we were talking about the record scratch earlier?
I'd go to Mars too.
So what are we doing? Are we in the news?
Speaking of Earth. Hong Kong's jumbo floating restaurant sinks at sea.
Womp, womp.
I don't think he said this is the news.
No.
This is the news.
Sorry.
And this is the news. Top of the hour.
Hong Kong's jumbo floating restaurant sinks at sea.
I smell insurance scam.
You think that's what it is?
I smell insurance scam.
And I just thought that was funny, you know.
Because it's never been to sea.
A restaurant on a boat.
It's just like docked all the time.
Yeah.
It sinks days after it was towed out to sea en route to an unspecified destination.
Destination so unknown.
This is like dim sunk.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Shit! Shit!
You are a smelly
dim sunk. Fucking copyright Burrito 2022.
Next story.
All rights reserved.
Speaking of the open sea, Bon Voyage, old subway cars float off across New York Harbor.
You like that? You like how it's water disasters back to back?
Water disasters. This is not an insurance scam, though, right?
Is this like a Viking funeral, but for the subway cars?
But what I was thinking about, I was just thinking about Becky, dude. I wonder how many of those cars she got.
Becky McFly?
She got butt fucked
on, yeah.
I mean,
she was giving. Oh, I mean, when you're giving somebody something to talk about and there's 8 million somebodies that you need to give every single one of them something to talk about.
Yeah. I just imagine Becky just like on a. She's out at the bay, dude, just like crying for these subway cars. Uh-huh. Think about all the good times.
Becky from the bay.
Becky from the bay, dude.
Becky the bay.
Yeah, she's the bay.
She's seeing the old number 49.
Sub bay is what they call her.
Wow. Going out to sea and she's remembering at least 49 different cocks.
Just giving her something to talk about, giving other people to talk about. Everyone's talking about
it. After maybe penis number 22, she kind of had them all.
What do you mean? You're saying that there's only 22
different kinds of cocks?
Just in the range.
But the people who
like you
are
would
willing.
Cover most of the range after 22.
I think
it took a sample size.
Here's my theory: the people who are willing to do this to have sex, butt fuck Becky in a subway to give everybody something to talk about. Their penis sizes are average the same.
I'm sorry, what?
It skews higher. I would say that cock's at least 7.5.
You're talking about by sheer gumption.
Yes.
People with... If you
a
had
small
that much
dude's
gumption,
not
going to
butt fuck a lady with everybody
subway.
Watching.
I don't know if it's correlated.
It could be an empty subway. It could be like
you don't think it's correlated?
Just like risky behavior and big cock?
Yeah.
Really?
Voyeuristic risk.
You're saying
behavior.
The average after 49 or whatever the number was.
But you're like correlating like sex drive and risky behavior with having a big cock.
Willing to expose yourself and risk it for the biscuit.
Which is
your mom's butt. They call it the biscuit on old 49.
Wait, what's old 49?
It's a train station.
It's a train number.
Yeah. The 49.
The 49, the ones she saw going down into the sea.
They call themselves the 49ers, these guys that rail my mom's ass.
Overcornified!
Come on, dude.
There's at least 49.
We're fucking New York here.
New York.
We're at a harbor.
No, it's not about the
Giants.
Team. Yeah.
They call themselves the Giants.
The San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, the New York Giants. Oh,
okay. They call themselves Dirty Franks.
Oh, wow, yeah. Hot dog water.
No. But anyways, just RIP to the subway cars that my mom got her ass fucked in.
Are they doing it? Are they putting them into the ocean to make coral reefs?
What?
Oh. Are they putting them into the ocean to make coral reefs?
Is that a real thing?
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
That would
Why else would you just throw it into the fucking ocean?
I don't know. I didn't read the story.
To not look at it.
You're just going to throw your garbage in the ocean.
That's what we do.
No, I think they strip it so that like marine life can repopulate it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Is that true, Marina?
Do they do that?
You got the eco-friend over here again.
You seem like a...
Maybe you're a superhero.
You seem like you're in touch with the
eco-friend.
Earth.
Eco-friend.
Eco-friend. What a shitty superpower. What does he do?
Captain Planet, motherfucker.
He's
a Captain Planet, motherfucker.
Eco-friend.
What's the question?
Are you an eco-friend?
No, the real question is, these subway cars, do they throw them
at
into
the
ocean?
At the ocean to grow coral reefs.
Yeah, to grow coral reefs.
Oh, probably, but...
Man, he's fucking scientist over here. He's a doctor.
If they're in New York, isn't that too cold for coral reefs?
Yeah,
not
but there's other
coral reefs.
There's like
GMO
sponges.
Corals.
There's like sponges and shit and sea cucumbers.
Oh, okay.
All those sponges that prevented all those children being
nature's
born.
Pocket pussy.
just for stuff to stick onto. Yeah okay.
Man.
That, I guess that's what they're doing.
Do you know Jimmy Buffett's band's called Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefers?
Wow.
Sucks,
I did
huh?
Not. I need
it's
to
a
know
little
that.
Bit better than
I did
Cody
not need to
menus.
Know that. And now I'm never going to forget that.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. That's
a curse from me to you,
we'll
buddy.
Keep quizzed.
All right.
Speaking of Q, the letter Q.
Quebec.
Montreal protesters go topless after Quebec City police harass sunbathing women.
Woman.
Do you really want to call it harassment? Just asking a lady to cover them tits
hey,
up, dude?
Put them tits away. There's
I
like
bet
children and
if they
shit.
Were fucking tens, you know what I'm saying? Some Sports Illustrated cover model
dude,
shit.
Dude, you're right.
You want to set shit.
That's right.
Is it a fat chick? Are there fat chicks in Quebec City?
Probably
not as many.
Pan side.
But yeah, they're the, if there are, they're the ones that are going, they're sunbathing in the park.
Yeah.
With their tits out. After a young woman in Quebec City was hassled, how young, by multiple police officers for sitting on a blanket topless doing macrame. Oh my God. This
while
bitch.
Smoking,
while
a,
smoking
cigarette
a cigarette
on a sunny day.
Oh, is this just
this
is
like
French
a fucking
shit?
Manet painting, dude.
Yeah, this is French shit. I was thinking it was like woke white girl shit, but this is more like French
it's
shit.
Both.
Nah,
it's
these,
both.
This is just
the entire title is just woman topless on a blanket doing macrame while smoking a cigarette on a sunny day.
Oh, no, that's the name of the painting?
That's the name of the painting. It's a fucking by fucking
dude.
Manet.
Sold that's for true. 400
Mayonnaise.
Million cups of coffee.
Not
mayonnaise.
Not Monet.
Not Monet or Manet. It's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. God. Claude mayonnaise.
Claude mayonnaise.
Speaking of mayonnaise, CDC issues bizarre guidance for having sex with monkey paws.
Why would you have sex with monkey paws?
You gotta,
they you grant gotta your, get it going. They grant your wish and then do something bad
them.
To you.
I think a dick is kind of like a monkey paw.
A dick is a monkey paw? Yeah, because like when to like grants a wish, you regret it every single time.
Yeah. So and you the, want it. You want boners or monkey paws?
The key guidance here was masturbating 6 feet apart.
We got COVID rules for monkeypox?
Yeah, man.
Just mutual masturbation?
I like mutual masturbation.
Not as
though.
Good as a glory hole, though, but...
I'd rather get my dick sucked!
And get monkeypox.
Recently, I've had women kind of complain that I'm jerking off instead of, like, fucking them.
Oh, no.
I think I have a problem, dude, that I don't...
I think you're like, my hand is better than your pussy.
Well, I only like hand stuff. I'm either fingering her or I'm jerking myself off, so I don't know. Maybe I'm just
you're
maybe
a
it's
hand
arrested
guy.
Development, dude. I'm a hand guy. I'm like stuck at 15 years old.
You prefer the flavors that you're used to.
Yeah.
Her wet too gushy gushy.
It's too good. That's what I told her. I said your wet wet's
your
too gushy gushy.
Your wet wet too gushy gushy. I saw we.
And she's like, I'll let you keep jerking off if you never talk like that to me again.
Okay.
Is this before or after the diaper change?
Oh no!
Wow,
that's one thing I don't think I'll try.
Yeah, you
yeah,
will.
You will.
I'm not doing diaper.
Hot ass
I'm not
bitch.
Doing diaper.
She's letting you piss yourself. Your fucking fantasy.
Yeah.
Shit, dude, you're pissing into a diaper and a hot lady has
to
take off
out to the beach
and like
and face
express
her
disappointment at you, but can't? Is not berating you in one little bit.
Oh, she is expressing disappointment, but she's not. What is
yeah,
she?
She's well, she's exasperated because she's a tired mommy.
She's acting.
But she's like, it's fine.
She's understanding.
But exasperated? God, that is hot, dude.
Yeah, understanding exasperation.
Oh, my God.
The new fucking Calvin Klein scent. Understanding exasperation.
That is the mommy energy that I want.
Yeah. And you just pissed yourself.
Well, not even
like,
to mention.
She got
to,
like, wipe you off.
Wipies? She's wiping under my diapy?
Wipey up your diapy.
Oh, man.
You're not saying no.
This is that moment of every episode where you're trying to get me hard, dude. And it's not going to work this time.
Bullshit. You're pissing yourself. You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese croquet chef. Despite not being Japanese and currently deep frying his brain trying to spell croquet properly. Fuck, dude.
I think it's croquette.
Yeah, but it's in Japanese, they call it croquets.
Oh, the croquet?
So that's why I keep stumbling
on
it.
You can say croquette.
I'm going to say croquette. It's easier.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
From the top.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese croquette chef. Despite not being Japanese and currently deep frying his brain trying to spell croquette correctly. 1 second while we dust off the excess panko off these headlines before dropping them into your bubbling ear holes. This is Burrito's Nippon News segment with this.
Hey, man, I think it's pronounced karaoke. I sound like the smart one.
Yeah, you sound like a smart man. You sound like, well, actually, fucking
I
weeb.
Set you up, dude.
You sound like a weeb.
They're not going to know because J-Mar going to cut the other one.
They eat so many of them that they've already...
They have their own...
...brought croquette into Japanese and they call it karaoke.
Yeah, they've taken it over. They've colonized it, as it were.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I guess.
I mean,
it's called Asian fusion, okay?
Okay. They're imperial, dude.
Yeah, they did have an emperor.
Yeah.
The Japanese like these croquettes so much that they have some real gourmet ones that people wait a really long time for.
Damn. Holy
Japanese
shit.
Japanese woman receives Kobe beef croquettes after waiting 9 years. And she was lucky.
I'm going to say too long.
Yeah. First off, what are these things? What are they?
It's a potato.
Uh-huh.
And they have panko on it and they deep fry it. Sometimes they have mm-hmm. filling,
so
it's
like,
usually just
like a hash brown?
Yeah.
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 Like a hush puppy.
Oh, hush puppy.
Could you make these home?
So you can put anything in them?
Yeah, you can make these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, generally, they're made with mashed potatoes.
Really? I don't think I've ever had one of
these. But these Kobe beef ones are made with Kobe beef.
These Kobe beef ones have mashed potatoes and Kobe beef.
Yeah, that looks good.
So you boil it up, panko it, and deep fry it?
Mashed potato nuggets?
Yeah, exactly.
Mashed potato nuggets.
Fucking good.
Yeah, they make them kind of flat.
Yeah, like so, a circular and flat.
Yeah.
The ones I'm looking at are...
Exactly like
the,
a hash brown.
That's like the French version.
I see.
Great for radio!
Karaoke is different.
Karaoke!
So yeah, there's a backlog of these of this one
from
company
a specific
that,
place, right?
Kiwami.
A very specific place.
Kiwami does not.
Croquette. They need to ramp
who does
up
not,
the production.
Who does not sponsor us?
Seems like you'd be able to get a big enough loan out to ramp up production.
Yeah, but maybe they don't want to. You know, it's like that exclusivity thing. They're booked out 10 years.
They're pushing it too. I mean, if it takes 9 years
to fill an
you
order,
you should go out of business at like year two.
How much do you think these things are?
They're probably like $50, and you get
five of them.
Yeah.
Why this is
like a
10
pack?
How
maybe.
Could it take this long? They, on purpose?
Yeah, they hand make. They hand make them, and they only make like 300 a day.
It says a pack of five will cost you $22.
Oh,
okay,
$5 a piece.
Yeah, I can afford 25 of those in my pop.
Says so, well, that's quite a bit more than ordinary croquettes go for. This is Kobe beef, after all.
You wouldn't want to scale this.
You maybe could, maybe you couldn't. Maybe it's like you get
to
define.
Well, this lady actually ordered quite a few packs.
Okay. She got greedy?
Well, not greedy, but, you know, if you're going to wait this long...
Make it worth your while.
You might as well get some. Yeah, yeah, you might as well get a few. They come frozen, obviously, so that you can heat them up as you want.
You're waiting 9 years for frozen goods.
Not served fresh at my table?
She waited 9 years for them, but she put the order in a really long time.
Nine years ago.
If you put the order in right now...
Uh-huh.
You will have to wait 30 years.
Suck my dick. Suck my gay dick, dude.
Look, the backlog is real, okay?
Backlog is real. It's only gotten...
They're in the wrong business.
That sounds like the opportunity to ramp up and drive down the backlog.
Maybe they can't access as much Wagyu beef.
Or maybe they can.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's the Kobe that's the...
limiting reagent.
Maybe if they were selling more than 300 mashed potato nuggets a day, they could save up some money to buy Wagyu.
You can only buy them by mail order.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is a perfect fucking business.
You're
guaranteed business for 30 years. It's generational wealth.
No, you don't, because you get the money today.
Yeah.
But then
you don't
get
to spend any of it.
I guess. It just seems... You have the business sense, dude, so I'll trust you.
Yeah, but you're kind of right. If inflation keeps going up, 30 years, the 17 bucks you're getting today, unless you put it all into like a high interest yield account, but that seems like too much work when you could just scale up and make more money.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
I think Arthur wants to move on to the next.
Brian read my mind.
Did you have something else on that?
No, that's speaking of limited edition food items, Starbucks Taiwan's
go on beach.
I hear that's how.
New mango on the beach frappuccino is full of fun, summery vibes.
Wow.
Sell to me, burrito!
It's just Starbucks that has a mango frappuccino, mango flavored frappuccino. They got mango jelly at the bottom
this
of this.
Coffee?
Mango jam blended into the frappuccino.
Yeah, but so there's coffee in there mixed with mango? I don't like that. I don't like fruit with my coffee.
You ever try it?
I guess so. Maybe
it's a breakfast blend.
That new trend of mixing coffee with orange juice.
Ew.
You haven't seen that?
No.
You never seen the
popular in Italy with espresso.
Frothy tops.
Yeah.
Probably not that bad.
They do cum art.
Huh?
Cum art on the latte.
It's like
a leaf. It looks like a leaf. The best trick.
But anyway, I brought this up.
Why?
Really?
To talk about the word mango.
Mango on beach?
Mango on beach.
Mango on beach.
Mango on the beach.
You would never find this sold in Japan because of the mango.
Yeah, because it means...
Mango in Japan isn't a bad word.
What kind? Okay?
But if you pronounce it incorrectly and you say manko...
That's a vagina.
Like with a K instead of a G.
It's a pussy?
But it's not just that. It's a really rude... Hunt? It is one of the most offensive things you can say in Japanese.
Rock beef pussy? Like, dirty ass cunty bitch twat?
Yes.
Hairy
little waffle?
Hairy little stinky ass cheese ass bitch
cheese
pussy?
Cheese ass bacon bread bitch? Yeasty ass?
It's one of those words.
Slick bitch? Yeasty ass slick bitch?
You mark ass trick?
With your fucking leaky ass, yeasty ass, slick bitch.
You bloody ass.
How is
pussy,
your fucking
pussy
cunt,
little cunt
both leaking and dry?
Scabs.
Is it something like that?
How is it both?
So if I said Menko, it'd be something like that?
Something like that?
Yeah.
Brian's favorite kind.
So if you go to Japan, don't say that word. Right.
Unless you're being naughty.
Also, why are we talking about Taiwan, dude? I thought we were in Japan.
It's close to Japan. I don't know.
It's close to Japan, racist.
But it's not. I mean, like, Taiwan's not the Nippo News.
I didn't see the word.
Oh, no! Oh,
wow.
But this is from your source? This is from the normal
source?
This is from
your source.
Your source needs to fucking do some editing.
Right. Hang on a second. Japan's not going to have the mango on the beach frappuccino?
Sorry for reporting the false Nippo News.
God!
I don't think so.
This is Burrito's fake-ass Nippo News.
This is not straight from Japan mines.
This is not. This is Taiwan mines now.
It totally
not even
is.
A real country.
But I wanted to talk about mango and manco and how you shouldn't say
and
that.
And if you do, does your...
It is
does your Uber
you
driver
you
make
to
you
jail?
Leave? Yeah, you go to Japan jail?
It's the one word that they warn you about saying. When
and
you
how
take
do you
Japanese.
Learn that?
Yeah.
It's learned
like
behavior.
As a child,
Japanese,
they're like, don't say this?
They just don't say it. It's like nobody's saying fuck all the time.
Voldemort.
So the kid doesn't know what fuck means. until he gets into the third grade and he fucks his teacher.
She goes, you know what I just did to you? You know what I just did to you?
You made my pee pee go boo.
They call it the platypus mouth.
You made my pee pee boo boo.
You made
me poo poo out of my pee pee.
You made my pee pee go boo boo.
Speaking of putting your head in places where it should be.
Monko.
Monko, bitch.
That's Brian's new fucking rap name.
Japan Rail West offering a chance to sleep in a platypus's garden.
What the hell is this?
An octopus's garden in the sea.
What's this crap, dude?
It's probably shaped like a fucking platypus.
Yeah, but it's like a bed that looks like a platypus.
It's like a race car bed.
God. Yeah, it's fucking...
It's like a little pillow that looks like a platypus.
No. Talk to me about platypussy, though.
Yeah, what about that? Play-Doh pussy.
Wow.
Let me get the Play-Doh pussy.
A whole Play-Doh pussy.
Why do they mention contactless payment services?
Okay, so Japan Rail.
Japan Mine.
Different Japan
Rail. You sure it's Japan?
Sure,
this is Taiwan
Rail?
Yeah, don't. I can't get burned again.
Get your country straight, man!
Oh, they're all the same.
Oh, no.
No!
That's what Trino said, dude. I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. This is Arthur.
This is Gemini. I did not say that.
Japan Rail.
This
East.
Is Brian. I would never say some crap like that, dude. I
think he just pulled a knot in on you, burrito. Everybody.
All right, sorry. What were you saying? Japan Rail, something about contactless pay.
So Japan Rail East has the Suica card.
Okay.
And
the universal subway card, right? Like the payment system?
Yeah, it's a payment card.
So you can use that to get in the platypus's mouth?
No. The Suica has their mascot as a penguin.
Sure. Okay. Oh. So they don't accept Suica for the platypus.
Japan Rail West
has
an Iacocca.
This
card.
Is their West Coast, East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Not Suica, it's Iacocca. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lee Iacocca.
It's a play on the phrase Iacocca, which means shall we go? And their mascot is the platypus.
There it is.
Okay,
that's
what
we're waiting for.
We're making progress towards explaining this story.
Yes.
Unlocking the truth.
So they've released some merchandise.
Sure.
And
like
one of
the Bucky's beaver.
Yes. Mm. And one of those
beaver nuggets
is
made out of beavers.
Like a big plush.
I wish.
And it looks like a platypus, and his mouth is open, and you can lay your head down inside on his tongue, and it's
I'd lay
like
my
a
head
little...
down on his tongue.
Just taste blood.
Lay my head down on his taste blood.
Is this an installment, like an exhibition, or do you buy
no, this is a plushie.
Animal?
You can buy
it's
it.
A plushie
it's
stuffed
merch.
Animal. It's like a,
yeah.
a Bucky's beaver.
Did you already pre-order yours?
Oh, this looks cool.
No, because it's $228
That
US.
Looks confusing. I mean, not comfortable and confusing, but...
Chump change.
Also,
Chump
can change. You fuck this thing?
I mean, I feel
it's
like...
It's kind of like
it's
vacuous.
A little big, but...
Yeah, but you can hump it, though. It looks soft.
You can hump anything, dude. You can hump drywall.
Yeah, but this... You can... You can, but you don't want to, but you might want to...
Some people do.
You might want to hop this, though.
Honestly,
sure.
If it was smaller...
I'd wish it had a butthole instead.
I wish the mouth was tighter,
like
dude.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh. Then, yeah, I agree.
You're saying it wouldn't look good on your bed?
It looked pretty cool.
It looked pretty cool.
It's a cool design. It's cooler than I thought it'd be.
Yeah,
yeah it's pretty
cool.
I wouldn't be able to tell you that's a platypus. So.
Also, what's cool is that when you put your head in it, it kind of makes things dark. That would be...
And, like, kind of cancel some noise because it might be around your ears.
Yeah. Not bad.
Install some speakers on that thing.
Damn, a Bluetooth platypus.
That I bought off
with
a
some
white
rain,
band.
Have some rain, white noise going.
Yeah.
I feel white like if there were speakers inside, it might justify the price there.
Bluetooth speakers inside.
Yeah.
You hear that, Japan?
Yeah.
I got to sell these platypus speakers. Dude.
I'm going to kill me. I got to drive my white van to fucking Japan. Offload some speakers.
That's what we call a callback in the biz.
On the next White Van Japan.
White Van Japan.
And that.
Taiwan.
What's the news?
White Van Taiwan.
That's a Kung Fu doing what you do to me. I haven't been the same since my teenage lobotomy. He says Taiwan.
Does he really?
Something like that.
Is it a country
Taiwan.
Or is it not a country?
He's just trying
Taiwan,
to rhyme the words.
It's totally
though.
Country.
Wait, which one is? Is that the one, the Chinese?
Yeah. Also Tibet.
Yeah. Hey, Chinese, guess what? You're on notice.
Ooh.
Or China, not the Chinese government.
Not Chinese
not
people.
Not the citizens, you're victims. Chinese government, you're out, dude.
Please keep listening. Our listener base just dropped by like 300
We're now no longer
million.
Welcome on the other side of the firewall of China.
We're the negative.
That's true.
Yeah.
Billion.
Just got black.
What do you think your social credit score is?
Pirate radio, though, dude.
Social credit score?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's low, dude.
It probably like matches your actual credit score.
I just got into the 800s.
Hey, my all right. Credit.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much? Hit 'em up!